The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to Pragertopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
So the phone lines are open, 877-243-7776 or 8-Prager-776. I want to finish what I started, though, before I go to your call. So if you're on hold, stay there. If you're not on hold, please get there, and we will talk. But this the part that I brought up about 20 years ago is important to you, important to me, I should say, and it should be important to you to understand this as well. 20 years ago, we didn't have smartphones. 20 years ago, we had, you know, the kind of start of the flip phone craze. You know, the dot-com boom happened in the very, very, very turn of the century. 99, 2000, 2001 is when the dot-com boom really started. We went from being in dial-up mode in the late 90s to being, you know, fully connected to the internet. And then we started to see an expansion of the internet and the growth of social media. But you still had to get in front of a computer, right? You still had to come home. You had to connect to your laptop or your desktop or whatever it might be. And then around, you know, that was that way for a few years. Then around 2009, 2010, 2011, somewhere in that neighborhood, the smartphone revolution began. And it was like handing out candy to kids. People are just like, give me my smartphones. But now they could access the internet and all of the social media properties that go along with it. Right in the palm of their hands. You carry it in your purse, carry it in your pocket, or wherever you go. And that made it so extraordinarily addictive. And in particular to young people, I'm bringing this up for a reason, in particular young people who got their first taste of living their lives virtually instead of through reality, right? That's largely what this was about. They're living their lives on their screens. They're watching other people and pretending they know these people. They're watching other people's portrayal of their lives on social media, their portrayal of their existence on Facebook and on Twitter and on Instagram and so forth, and all of these pictures. And it was better than their lives. Their lives are boring. So they're living their lives through other people on their screens, right? And what did that create for young people? For adults too, but overwhelmingly for young people whose, you know, prefrontal cortexes are not developed. You know, you don't develop your brain fully until you're 25, 6, 7 years old. These young people who are already in the formative stages of their development are living their lives through virtual reality instead of actual reality. And it made them unable to socialize. They didn't know how to socialize with people in real life. So you take a bunch of people who are not able to socialize with other people because they're living their lives through virtual reality. They're playing video baseball instead of getting a glove and a bat and a ball and meeting the other guys down at the yard to play baseball. They're on social media group chats as opposed to meeting people in social settings for a party. They're losing their ability to communicate with one another. And then you throw that on top of that, the natural anxiety that comes from people typically when they reach puberty. It's an awkward phase when your hormones start firing like crazy one way and another. People's bodies change. I just interviewed Chloe Cole for a television program that I do called Strictly Speaking, which I'll tell you about in a little while later in a shameless plug. But it's a streaming television show that you can watch in a lot of places, Roku Television, Plex Television, Vizio, and a lot of others. I interviewed Chloe Cole, who is one of the world's best-known detransitioners. Talk about courage. You talk about courage, Joe Biden. You're thinking these trans people are courageous? No. Courageous is coming back from the insanity that you were temporarily gripped by, knowing the hate and the animosity that awaits you. That's courage. But I interviewed Chloe Cole. She talked about when she hit puberty a little bit earlier than most of her friends. So she started growing breasts. Her body was changing. in ways that she wasn't able to handle, which a lot of people aren't. It's one of the things that led her into thinking that maybe she's not meant to be in this body. The social contagion then took her over. But the point being, young people, when they hit puberty, it's an awkward time. And for the kid, in the case of women, it's a painful time. When cramping starts developing, you know, periods start happening, all of these bodily changes are hard for a lot of people to deal with. So add that natural anxiety of bodily changing to the advent and the growth of the internet, social media, and smartphones, disassociating people from one another, and kids are trying to figure out how in the world they're supposed to survive. How are they supposed to handle real life? And then they come to find out through all of the influencers and all of the others online, you're going to have to find a way to make yourself special. You want to have friends? You want to make friends that you're not used to making because you've been living your life on a screen? You're going to have to become special. How are you going to be special? What makes you different than everybody else? You're not going to be special being a straight white girl or a straight black male. You're not going to be special at all. You have to become something else. What makes you different? You're going to have to trans yourself? Are you going to have to non-binary yourself? Are you going to have to furry yourself? You're going to have to be something that other people aren't if you really want attention, if you want clout, if you want friends, if you want affirmation. And so that's what they did. And that's why what went from a tiny one, less than one half of 1% of the population suffering the psychological condition of gender dysphoria became 25, 30, 40, 50% of classrooms where everybody is identified as something else other than what they were born. God got it wrong. In me, I'm really this. And who are you to tell me I'm not? That's what happened here. And what Joe Biden does when he even if he didn't replace Easter with the trans day of visibility, what he has done is advanced and promoted this as being normal and acceptable and okay. And it's not any more than if he had declared, what did I say before? Any more than if he had declared manic depressive day of visibility, go be manic. Bipolar day of visibility, we salute our brave and courageous sufferers of bipolar disorder. Schizophrenia, multiple personality disorder, anorexia, it is your day of visibility. It's really courageous of you to have schizophrenia or multiple personalities. We love it. Be more like that. That sounds insane, doesn't it? It's because it is insane. But it's no more insane than it is to celebrate this transgender, gender dysphoric psychological condition and to normalize it. We're going to talk faith. We're going to talk reality. Stay here. Get in line. I'm Bob Francis for Dennis Prager.
For the full episode of The Dennis Prager Show, go to PragerTopia.com, sign up, and become a full member.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.